Welcome back, guys. We are finally going to be talking about FX's Shogun, finally. I know there's been a lot of hype around this show, and again, watching it from week to week, right now there's 10 episodes. If you guys want to catch up on it, it is on Hulu right now, or you guys can watch it on YouTube TV, Sling, Fubo TV, however you guys want to watch this. There's different versions you guys can watch this. You can either watch it in Japanese, but subtitled, or if you want to, you can also watch it in English dub. That way it kind of helps you to where you know what's going on fully if you miss a subtitle version or anything. Now, again, I enjoy these time periods. I enjoyed the story, and I know there's been a book about this. I know there was another show or movie about this, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm gonna have to look more deeper into it. And I honestly thought there was more to the story at first. I thought that we were going to be getting, like, this was going to be a brand new series. I thought it was going to be stretched out, but I'm assuming not. I didn't know we were going to be getting just 10 episodes. It's a little bit of a letdown for me, because again, I don't know too much about this story. I don't. I liked how they show Torganaga's story of how he went from being one of the lords to being a shogun, because he was a leader. He wanted to be a leader, but he kept everything very, very under wraps. And I liked how they did that, that he was very strategic. He was very smart. He knew who to use. He knew how to move pretty much the chess pieces in order. He even knew how to use Blackthorn, and then seeing the story with Blackthorn, with Monaco-sama, was, again, it was interesting. It was a beautiful tragedy, especially what happened to her. It actually pissed me off, because it was one of those, you know, this guy that was the enemy going, and it was pretty much almost like Last Samurai in a way. You know, it's like you go to this land, you don't know nothing about it, you don't know nothing about the culture, the language, the how to dress, how to speak, how to walk. And he learned all that from Mariko, and then him falling for her and vice versa, and especially her being in a very abusive marriage, and then how she died, and how even at the very end of the show, we see that he has grandchildren, and how they bring up, oh, well, is it true that a savage gave you this? And it's like, you can tell the older Blackthorn was angry, because it's like, he still held on to that cross that Monaco had with her dying breath. And it showed that he was willing to still die because he was willing to try to reunite with her in the afterlife. And I will say this, the acting in here, I think, was phenomenal. I will say that. I think the main ones I give a lot of credit to is Anna Sawe as Monaco, and then, of course, Harai, I'm probably going to butcher this man's name, Harai Yuki Sana as Lord Toranaga. They did such an amazing job at this role, these roles. I was just impressed with the way that they did the story, because, again, it was very political during this time frame, again, during a lot of time frames, and especially with the way that they used between politics, war, pleasure, you know, having blackmail on someone, all the normal things you would have. And I think they just did a very good job at this story, or retelling of this story. Let me rephrase that. But I would definitely say to you guys, if you're a fan of this time period, if you're a fan of Japan, if you would like to know more about different stories, again, I'm not... I don't know if, I mean, I know this is a fictional story. I want to say, I'm not 100% sure from everything I've looked into, but I truly enjoyed it. I wish that this was longer, and I don't really have a whole lot to say about this show other than I did enjoy myself. I was not bored. I was always wondering what was going to happen next. It kind of felt like it was the new Vikings meet Last Samurai with Black Sails type deal. always kept me on the edge of my seat, never knowing what was going to happen. So, Shogun 2024, it was bittersweet to only have 10 episodes. I think that the environment was gorgeous, whatever CGI they used for the environment. Got to see some battles, which was cool. Some of the action here was very well done, especially for the time frame. Just everything I liked about this, from the environment to the costumes to the time frame to the katanas to the armor to, guys, I really get into this stuff. I really do. I love these time periods. I find them very interesting, beautiful at the same time, and I really find it interesting on this story. So if you guys, I'm probably going to dig more into this on my own time and may revisit back to this, but again, guys, check out Shogun. If you guys are not familiar with it, you will not regret it. Again, there are two different ways you can watch it. I recommend English dub for people that do not want to read subtitles, but again, if you're one of those you prefer to read subtitles, then that's perfectly fine. But I do recommend you guys definitely pay attention to this show, because you may miss something if you're not fully paying attention. So let me know what you guys think about it down in the comments. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you as always on the next one.